Lord, and we thank you that you are a good God. You are our strength. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here with us today. We come ready to receive from the Word of God today. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're looking at the sermon, The Lord is My Strength. So let's have a look at the Word of God and see what it says about this, that the Lord is our strength. Firstly, let's have a look in the book of Joel, chapter 3, in the Old Testament. Let's look in the book of Joel. So Joel chapter 3, and let's read verse 10. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. That's God has said to us that we should call ourselves strong. Even if a person is feeling weak or they may look weak, they should still call themselves strong. So let the weak say, I am strong. And what? So why did God say that to us? Why is that the commandment? Let the weak say, I am strong. Because remember that the scripture says, calleth those things that be not as though they were. That's the way God operates. He operates by faith. And so should we. Remember, if you think about last Tuesday, the Bible principles of faith, we speak out God's words out of our mouth. Let the weak say, I am strong. There is life in the Word of God, and when we speak it, we are hearing it. So it's acting upon us. Remember, the Word of God says that it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we speak forth the word of God. Let the weak say, I am strong. And what will happen is that we will start to change our thinking about the way we are. We will not think of ourselves as weak anymore. We will think of ourselves as strong people. Let the weak say, I am strong. So what we don't say is, I am weak. We don't say, I feel weak. We say, I am strong. Even if you are feeling weak, you say, I am strong. That's what God wants for us to do. And it goes the opposite way to the way the world operates, because people are always saying about what's wrong with them. They're always saying about how they're feeling unwell and how they're weak and how they're getting worse as they get older. People are always saying that in the world. That's the way the world operates. Because they're always speaking about the curse of the law of sin and death, which is at work in their members outside of Christ. So they're always speaking that way. God does not want us to go the same way as the world, because we are no longer part of that system. We are in the kingdom of God. So let the weak say, I am strong. Because there is life in God's words. Let the weak say, I am strong. Now that's a choice that we make to say that. That's an act of our will. So even if we're feeling bad, feeling terrible, you say, I am strong, because the Bible tells me to say it. And God has said it for a reason. Let the weak say, I am strong. Doesn't the Bible say that there's death and life in the power of the tongue? Let's go now to Psalm 18:32. Psalm 18:32. Says, it is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. So God is girding us with strength. That's what the scripture says to us. It is God that girdeth me with strength. So he's binding you, he's covering you, girding you up with his strength, with strength, and maketh my way perfect. So he's girding. So you can say, God is girding me with strength. God girds me with strength. God girds me with strength. Let the weak say, I am strong. Even if a person sees himself as weak, still say, I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. That's what we say. I am strong. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Maketh my way perfect. And while we say it, we're listening to it as well. We're letting it go into our hearts. That's a principle of the way God operates and his power. You say the words with your mouth and you hear them with your ears, and it goes into your heart. So you speak it out and it goes in into your hearts, and it's good for you. It's good. It's a good thing when it goes out of your mouth, God's word. If you say that, it is God that girdeth me with strength. You're listening to it and it's helping you. It's building you up on the inside. It is God that girdeth me with strength. It is God that girdeth me with strength. And you're listening to it. You're listening to yourself saying it. It's helping you. It's helping your spirit. It strengthens your spirit doing that. Our spirits are strengthened or weakened by the things that we put into them and the things that we listen to. If you feed your spirit on the word, if you listen to it, if you do things that actively strengthen your spirit, such as read the word of God, pray, commune with the Lord, things like that, worship the Lord. Things like that will strengthen your spirit, speaking the word of God, meditating on the word of God. Things like that, they strengthen your spirit and make you strong. They make you strong on the inside, a strong spirit. So the word of God, when you read it and when you speak it, that strengthens your spirit. But if you neglect the word, If you neglect the word of God and close it and don't look at it and don't speak it, don't think about it, but if you only think about the things that's in the world and listen to and watch the things that's in the world, that will weaken the spirit. It will weaken the spirit by doing that. And a weak spirit becomes an easy prey for the devil. A weak-spirited person becomes an easy prey for the devil. But doing things like reading the Word of God and speaking it forth, they will strengthen your spirit. And it is important to have a strong spirit. Because your spirit, our spirits affect us. Our spirits really are the real us. And our bodies are a reflection of our spirit. So a strong spirit will have an impact upon our bodies. So while we're saying this, it is God that girdeth me with strength. We're listening to it. And it's building up our spirit. It's building up our spirit. It is God that girdeth me with strength. It builds up our spirit on the inside of us. Have a look in Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18, and have a look at verse 14, which says, "The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear?" The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. What does that mean? That means that if a spirit is strong, it will carry that person through any attack or any infirmity, any sickness, any disease. A strong spirit will carry them through it and help them to overcome it. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. It will sustain him against an attack. Because your spirit is where faith resides, in your heart, in your spirit. So a strong-spirited person, they are able to use their faith against these things, against any infirmity. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? The weak spirit, a person with a weak spirit, They're easily able to be overtaken by the circumstances and by afflictions because they have not had that level of strength put into their spirit. We can build up our spirits. We can build up our spirits just as I said. You read the Word of God, study it, think on it, speak it, and this will build up your spirit. So if you have something come against you in your life, your spirit is strong. The faith is in your heart to be able to speak forth words against it. So the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. It will carry you through if you have a strong spirit. God wants each of us to have a strong spirit. To be very, very strong. So he wants us to put the effort in and the time in to build up our spirits. Build up our spirits. Speak forth the word and read it and think on it. Worship him. Pray. Do those things that build up your spirit. Have a look at Psalm 27 verse 1. Psalm 27 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" So the Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. One of the best things that you can do if you're feeling weak, if you're feeling underneath circumstances and physical things, is to quieten yourself down. Quieten yourself down. Sit down with the Word of God and speak forth the Scripture. Say, "The Lord is the strength of my life." You just say that. Say that. Say it again and again and again and again and again. "The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life." And even if you get to saying it, you could say it again a couple of times, two or three times. Then you'd think, "I've said it. Oh, I've said it now." But just keep saying it. "The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life." Because you're operating by faith and you're operating by your spirit man, not your brain. Your spirit man is saying it. Your spirit man is hearing it. "The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life." So you say it regardless of how you feel. And this will benefit you more than anything else, is to seek first God and His ways, the kingdom of God and His ways. And He says to us that His words are spirit and they are life. That's what Jesus said, didn't He? His words are spirit and they are life. So you are speaking forth those words that are spirit and are life. "The Lord is the strength of my life." Would everybody say that? "The Lord is the strength of my life." The Lord is the strength of my life. Regardless of what you're thinking about it, if you do it in faith, you will see yourself change. Your spirit will be built up and your physical body will be affected for the better. Your physical body will be benefited by it. "The Lord is the strength of my life." The Lord is the strength of my life. So regardless of how you are feeling, you might be feeling the bottom of the barrel, it doesn't matter. You just say, "The Lord is the strength of my life." That's how we operate by faith. Remember that scripture, calling those things that be not as though they were. "The Lord is the strength of my life." Because this is the reality of the matter. This is what is true. God's word or what the world says. What's the truth? Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." I don't care what the world says. I don't care how things look in the world. The Bible says that His word is truth. So the Bible says, "The Lord is the strength of my life," regardless of how we feel. Have a look in Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Romans 10:10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So that's in Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So God, in this verse, God shows us that with our hearts we believe unto righteousness. With our hearts we know and we believe that we are born again. We are righteous people. We know, we believe that we are healed. We know, we believe that we are strong in our hearts. But we can't neglect the mouth. We can't neglect our words. We can't neglect our confession. Because the Bible says, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that's not only just being born again, that Jesus is my Saviour. It's what Jesus has accomplished for us. The blessings of God, such as the Lord is the strength of my life. Confession is made unto salvation. So with your mouth, you make your confession. You make your confession of the Lord's strength. You make your confession that God girds you with strength. Let the weak say, I am strong. You make your confession that you are strong. And it helps you, it builds you up, it strengthens your spirit as you say it. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You're listening to it. You're listening to it. The word of God, it feeds our spirit. Feeds our spirit. The word of God is food for your spirit. Food for your spirit. We believe God with our hearts. Our hearts are the things that believe God. That's where our faith is, in our hearts. Our faith is in our hearts. God does not want us to have a weak spirit. He wants our spirits to be strong. He wants our spirits to be built up, to be strengthened. And a person can know that if they're weak or strong in their spirit, and I'll tell you how. A weak spirit makes a person feel fearful. They feel anxious. And they feel depressed about things. That's how a person with a weak spirit feels. Fearful, anxious and depressed. But do you know what else? As I said before, it also makes people an easy prey for the enemy. Of course, the devil is able to attack a person with a weak spirit. So it makes an easy prey for the enemy. To bring bad things into that person's life. But God does not want us to have a weak spirit. He wants us to have a strong spirit. Let's have a look in Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah. In the Old Testament. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Nehemiah 8 verse 10 says, then said he unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, For the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So what happens when your spirit gets built up? There's peace and joy in your heart. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So what is your strength? The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So you just need to say, I receive the joy of the Lord. I receive the joy of the Lord. I receive the joy of the Lord. It doesn't matter how you feel. Don't wait for yourself to feel a certain way. You don't think, I have to wait till I start to feel joyful and then I'll say the joy of the Lord is my strength. Even if you're feeling down in the dumps, say, I receive the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Do it by faith. That's how we should be walking. That's how we operate. You say, I receive it by faith. I receive it by faith. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Have a look in Psalm 29, verse 11. Psalm 29, verse 11 says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The Lord will give strength unto his people. So he gives us strength. The Lord gives us strength and peace. The scripture tells us. So God gives us the strength we need to build ourselves up. So you can say, God has given me strength. God has given me strength. God has given me strength. God has blessed me with peace. God has blessed me with peace. God has blessed me with peace. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He gives his strength to us. His strength. It's not as the world gives. Remember that Jesus said that his peace, it wasn't as the world gives. The world doesn't know true peace. The world doesn't know true strength. The world doesn't know true joy. These things only belong to the kingdom of God. And he said that he will give strength to his people. He will give peace, the blessing of peace, to his people. So we have God's strength. We have God's peace. God has given me strength. God has given me peace. God has given me strength. God has given me peace. Look at Psalm 71. Verse 16. Psalm 71, verse 16 says, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. If you feel that you can't do it, don't act on your feelings. If you feel like you can't do something, and if the devil is saying to you, you can't do that, you can't do it, you say, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. In the strength of the Lord God. He gives strength to his people. He gives strength to his people. And he blesses his people with peace. So the word of God says that we can do it. The word of God says we can. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will do it. I will do what God wants me to do. I will do it. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. The word is what we have to be listening to. It's what we need to be listening to. Not the devil, not others who can be used by the devil to speak forth things. You listen to the word of God. You listen to what the word says. Remember the first scripture we looked at. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Whose strength do we have? God's strength. The strength of the Lord God. God's strength. Have a look in Psalm 84, verse 7. Psalm 84, verse 7 says, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. They go from strength to strength. What's happening with us? What are we doing? We're going from strength to strength. We are going from strength to strength. In our life, in our body, in our minds, in our hearts, in our circumstances. We are going from strength to strength. We are going from strength to strength. We are going from strength to strength. The Bible tells us we go from strength to strength. You can say that. I go from strength to strength. I go from strength to strength. I go from strength to strength. These are the words of life. These are the words of life that we put into our mouth, that we listen to with our ears, that build us up. They build us up and give us a strong spirit. And we read that it's important to have a strong spirit because the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. So it's beneficial and helpful and necessary for us to build up our spirits. So we go from strength to strength. Try saying that one. I go from strength to strength.
From strength to strength.
I go from strength to strength. Even if the devil says to you, you're getting weaker, you're getting worse, you say, the Bible says, I go from strength to strength. I go from strength to strength. I go from strength to strength. I am increasing in strength. I am increasing in strength. Have a look in Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Who is strengthening us? Christ. Christ is strengthening us. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. It is God's strength. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. God's word says that we can do it. God's word says we can. God's not a liar. What he says is the truth. God strengthens us to do all things through Christ. We have to stand on the word of God. We have to walk in the word of God. Believe the word of God. Don't doubt. Don't ever doubt that God's word is true. The word says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. God's word says we can. God's word says we can do it. We can do it. God strengthens us to do all things. He's strengthening us even now. He's strengthening us right now by his word, by his power. He's strengthening us. We can do it. So let's not doubt. Let's receive it. Let's use the word to build up our hearts, to build up our spirits. And it will affect us in every way in our life. It will affect us. And let's lastly look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we can say that. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Whose might? God's might. I am strong In the Lord. In the Lord we are strong. In the world people are weak. And that's why he says, let the weak say, I am strong. We are in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. It is his strength. Remember, Christ which strengtheneth me. You just receive it. Just receive that supernatural strength given to us by grace. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God gives me strength. He gives me power. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Say that one. I am strong in the Lord.
Strong in the Lord
and in the power,
in the power
of his might.
His might.
Praise the Lord. It is God's might that strengthens us. So you see, the Word of God shows us clearly God is strengthening his people. He gives us strength. He says to us, I am strong. Say that. Let the weak say, I am strong.
I am strong.
He girds us with strength. I can go. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. He strengthens us. He strengthens us, and he's strengthening us even now, strengthening us to do all things according to his will. So he strengthens us. So we have to be diligent. We have to be diligent to take these things into our heart, to speak it forth, to spend time in the Word. And even if you are feeling really, really not good, just spend time thinking on the Word and speaking it forth. The Lord is the strength of my life. God girds me with strength. I am increasing in strength. I go from strength to strength. And you will see an impact in your body. You'll see an impact in your mind. You'll see your spirit. You'll know your spirit's being built up. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So that's what God wants us to do. That's what God wants us to do. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, and we thank you that you are our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you that you have blessed us with peace. You are strengthening us even now.
Yes.
We receive it. We receive it, the strength of the Lord, filling us with strength, joy, and peace. We receive it and we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening us. Thank you, Father, for enabling us to do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. We thank you, Lord, that you are the strength of our life. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We wait upon the Holy Ghost.
The Lord says the way of faith is laid down as a clear path, a path of light, a path that is simple, not complicated with brambles or briars or thistles. That path is clear, the way of faith. Is the way my people should walk.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it is a blessed path that the Lord has for us to walk on. His will towards us is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you and we reverence you. We thank you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence here with us today. Thank you for quickening the word to our hearts. Thank you for your compassion upon us, for teaching us all things, for being showing us so great kindness. We thank you, Lord, and we love you, we honor you, we bless you, and thank you that you have blessed us and we are your people. In Jesus' name.